From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iraqi forces have begun a new push toward the center of the city of Mosul in an attempt to take positions still held by the Islamic State group. Iraqi military officials said Sunday they have overtaken several villages in western Mosul in the latest fighting as they move toward the old section of the city. The U.S.-backed offensive has been delayed in recent days by bad weather. Thousands of civilians are fleeing each day. Thousands of delegates from around China have gathered in Beijing for the annual parliament session. The session began Sunday in the Great Hall of the People. Premier Li Keqiang told the delegates China wants to expand its economic growth by about 6.5% of GDP in 2017. The premier has also promised to tackle one of the country's most visible problems, air pollution. U.S. President Donald Trump says he will be proven right in his accusation that former President Barack Obama wiretapped his phones at Trump Tower in New York. An aide to the former president denies the allegations. Florida Senator Marco Rubio was asked about them today.
I don't have any basis. I've never heard that allegation made before by anybody. I've never seen anything about that anywhere before. But again, the president put that out there, and now the White House will have to answer as to exactly what he was referring to.
Senator Rubio's comments come courtesy of Meet the Press, NBC News. President Donald Trump is expected to sign a new executive order Monday regarding immigration and travel to the United States. A federal judge blocked a previous attempt. The Associated Press reports the new travel ban will no longer include Iraq on a list of seven Middle Eastern nations. This is VOA News.